This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Denver metro area and Palmer Divide have their first chance for severe weather this afternoon. The National Weather Service says landspout tornadoes are possible over places including Aurora, Parker, Centennial, DIA, and Hudson until 2:30. Hail is also possible this afternoon, but National Weather Service meteorologist Bruno Rodriguez says large damaging hail typically only happens with particularly powerful thunderstorms.
That kind of vertical uplift of air within the core of a thunderstorm is sufficient to allow for hailstones to grow larger up aloft before they actually carry enough weight to fall out of the clouds.
Tomorrow is expected to be milder, with storms only forming over higher elevations. Three elementary schools in a South Denver suburb are closing next year. The Douglas County School Board voted unanimously this week to consolidate schools in Highlands Ranch, sending students to other nearby schools amid declining birth rates and enrollment. The buildings will be used for district programming. The Douglas County School District is also planning on moving sixth grade to middle school in 2026. Colorado's governor and attorney general have joined a multi-state lawsuit to block the Trump administration's tariffs. Jared Polis and Phil Weiser are taking aim at four executive orders that increase tariffs without congressional approval. Both say the tariffs hurt Colorado's agriculture, small businesses, and consumers. This is the 13th lawsuit Colorado was involved in against the administration. And the NFL draft is tonight, and the sports world is watching two Colorado graduates, Heisman winner Travis Hunter and top quarterback Shedeur Sanders. Both could go in the top five tonight and make history for CU. The last time the Buffaloes had a player picked that early was 1995. The last time the state had a player picked first overall, 1956. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.